God would sometimes allow Padre Pio the grace to be completely immersed in a very special intimacy with the divine. He would grant him a mystical experience.
Ave mundis spes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. God will sometimes allow people an intense experience where everything is forgotten and the only thing the soul can perceive is of spiritual origin. People who had such experiences are commonly called mystics. Sometimes these mystical states are accompanied by ecstatic joy. Many famous Catholic saints were also mystics. Augustine of Hippo, Hildegard of Bingen, Francis of Assisi, Saint Teresa of the Little Flower, to name a few. But can only saints be mystics? What is a mystical experience? Many Catholics think mystical experiences refer only to ecstasies, visions, revelations, etc. But the truth is, a mystical experience does not have to be on the scale of Saint Paul entering Damascus for it to be called a mystical experience. The Catholic Encyclopedia defines mystical experience as the direct union of the human soul with divinity through contemplation and love. So you do not need to be a saint to be a mystic or to have mystical experience. In fact, you probably already had mystical experiences but did not realize it. Mystical experiences come to those who desire a union with God and actively try to foster that union. Sure, at times, this union is miraculously expressed through ecstasies and visions, but usually that's not the case. In the end, a mystical experience is simply an experience of a higher degree of union with God. This is called ordinary mysticism. It's a grace God often grants when we pray, contemplate, or do penance. However, these experiences are rare for the most of us. They are consolations to help us along our way of sanctification, which always involves the struggle against our bad inclinations. Just like we would not always give sweets to our children to help them love us or reward them for some good action, God does the same thing with us, who are His children. So without further ado, in this video we take a look into 2 occasions where Padre Pio was in a state of ecstasy, based on the notes by Father Agostino. In 1919, Padre Pio was sent to Venafro, an ancient village in Italy, to study the theory and practice of preaching under the direction of his friend Father Agostino of San Marco in Lamis. While there, Padre Pio fell gravely ill. Because of his illness, he was confined to bed and was therefore unable to celebrate Mass. He could at best receive Holy Communion, his only nourishment for the next 21 days. While Padre Pio was ill, the friars at the Venafro convent became aware of his ecstasies, during which he had long conversations with Jesus, Our Blessed Mother, and his guardian angel. Father Agostino witnessed Padre Pio's ecstasies and wrote about them in his diary. In this diary, which was found after Father Agostino's death, Agostino describes 2 occasions when Padre Pio had these mystical ecstasies. During these events, Padre Pio communicated completely in a state of trance. Father Agostino, accompanied by the head of the monastery, Father Evangelist, would regularly administer the Blessed Sacrament to Padre Pio in the morning. One morning, they found Padre Pio already in ecstasy. Father Agostino, who had to give him communion, said all the prayers up to the Lamb of God, but Padre Pio was still in trance. Padre Agostino then spoke these words to him: "Padre Pio, by holy obedience, receive Jesus from my unworthy hands." Padre Pio suddenly raised his head and received the host, although his ecstasy did not stop. When they returned 2 hours later to check on him, Father Agostino and Father Evangelist found Padre Pio very upset. They asked him, "What's going on?" He replied, "Tell me the truth. Did I receive communion this morning?" And Father Agostino assured him that he did indeed receive communion, and said, "I gave it to you myself with my unworthy hands." Padre Pio was not convinced. Then the superior said a short prayer to Padre Pio's guardian angel, and suddenly Padre Pio remembered and thanked him. This is how the first ecstasy happened. The second ecstasy happened in almost the same way. There was, however, a new element that later became characteristic of Padre Pio's dealings with Father Agostino. It was the use of the French language. Another morning, Father Agostino, again accompanied by Father Evangelist, brought the Blessed Sacrament to Padre Pio, who was in ecstasy. Father Agostino said to him again, "Padre Pio, by holy obedience, receive the body of Jesus from my unworthy hands." But this time, however, he added in a gentle voice, petit enfant, little boy, in French. These words made such an impression on him that Padre Pio repeated them after receiving Holy Communion, even though he was still in ecstasy. What happened was that Jesus appeared to Padre Pio in the likeness of a little boy, and Padre Pio was amazed. Speaking to Jesus, he asked, "My Jesus, why do you look so young this morning?" He then turned to his guardian angel, "My angel, do you see Jesus?" Padre Pio then prayed to his guardian angel and asked him to glorify Jesus in his stead. He then continued the communion prayers, and when Our Lady appeared to him, he expressed his admiration and love for her. The second ecstasy ended with a simple goodbye to Jesus. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.